This is Lancer Radio, streaming live at lancerradio.org, and this is Over Coffee with Dot Cannon. In studio with me right now, I hesitate to call them new members of the executive board because you're familiar with them. John Fraser is now ASPCC newly elected president, formerly vice president for external affairs. Peter Torres, now chief justice, very talented PR guy who previously was vice president for publicity. And we're talking about ASPCC and the direction it's going for the new year now that the new officer is just about to be installed next Wednesday. And John, we had started to talk about Prop 30. We got the Prop 30 money. Here's the chance to say, in addition, the 90-unit cap is out, and you spearheaded a march in March to get rid of that. So I think ASPCC has a right to be very proud of all of this. Now, what in addition will ASPCC be doing in the future? What are some of the items on the agenda?
Oh, geez, we have a very long agenda. And in fact, like, I'd love for the executive board to be able to come forward with their own individual items. One of the ones I really want to look into is parking reform, because the way it goes right now, we have an entire parking lot available after 6 p.m., and students are beginning to park on the streets on various different kinds of side streets because after 6 p.m., parking becomes free. So what ends up happening is we just actually encourage our students to enter, like, dangerous areas by, like, walking across the street. Recently, there have been, like, reports of collisions near campus, unfortunately, and pedestrians being hit. And we can try to avoid all of this by allowing the on-campus facilities to be used for free after about 6 p.m. And this is a proposal that I'm going to be bringing to the executive board for next Wednesday's meeting, perhaps the Wednesday after it as well.
Excellent. And once you've brought it to the executive board, what happens? Do people vote on it, or how does it get made to be a policy?
Oh, okay. So the general process will be that if the Associated Students would like to establish a position, it should be vetted through a committee and then brought to the executive board. But seeing as the Associated Students generally don't have their committees over summer, it'll be brought to the executive board. If the students on the executive board take a position on it, then it becomes the official position of the Associated Students, and any committees that the students will be, like, placed on will end up needing to advocate for the position of the students. So that means that the students' voice in the shared governance process will be for this certain idea.
What a great idea, too, because it's all about safety. It's all about making people's journey easier through the college. With the idea of shared governance in mind, Peter, your campaign literature says that you want to get shared governance committees implemented. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I ran on a platform of shared governance. During my stay at ASPCC as vice president for PR, I sat into, like, three shared governance committees. So pretty much I had a firsthand experience and how it is to sit on those committees, pretty much voice out for the students. And that's why I tend to continue next year. Being chief justice, there's not really a lot of work to be done compared to when I was the PR guy. So I feel like I have more time to spare on making sure that student voices are heard. So pretty much for the sake of the listeners who don't know what shared governance committees are, those are committees where faculty, staff, students sit together making decisions and pretty much making executive decisions and recommending them to our president and their trustees. And they also sit on some shared governance committees as well. So pretty much I want to make sure that student voices are heard through shared governance committees. I am going to be encouraging students to sit on these committees. I'm going to sit on them myself and pretty much train students to be able to voice themselves out.
You are overall training people how to be leaders, pretty much. What do you tell them about leading in terms of, well, working in a campus environment that hasn't been exactly that easy to work in this past year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is kind of sad, because when you work on a campus environment, it should be happy, it should be fun, because you're at school, you know, you don't go to school to have extra burden on you and be stressed out about it. So pretty much whenever I am working with other committee members that I have, I just make sure that we are having fun and we are enjoying what we do. Because at the end of the day, like, if they want to step up as leaders, I want to make sure that they are enjoying what they're doing. So when I was VP for PR and I was training my committee members, one of them is Irene Lee, who is replacing me, who's going to take over PR, I was making sure that we're just having fun. Our meetings are, of course, we are abiding by the parliamentary procedure, but we are still having fun at the same time. We had good ideas. We meet outside of meetings, making sure that everyone's on the same page, making sure that everyone is having fun. And I want to make sure that they're enjoying what they're doing pretty much. I guess as far as leadership, I guess I'm going to call it the fun leadership. Because I want to make sure that people are enjoying what they're doing.
Yeah. That's really important, too, because it seems to me that if you're having a good time, you can get every bit as much done sometimes. People have the image of, oh, they're goofing off. Well, no, not necessarily in a creative field, especially if you're having fun. Now, I am going to brag on you a little bit. You got transferred.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Would you tell me a little bit about your transfer and what's happening with students that are having a transfer issue here at PCC?
Oh, yeah, I remember doing an interview with you on not making sure whether or not I was sure I was going to be able to transfer. So, yeah, I am transferring to UCLA. I'm going to start with a summer's program, but I'm still going to be staying as Chief Justice because I'm going to be taking some classes that I need to take here at PCC. Luckily enough, UCLA gave me accepted me for summer, actually for fall, but they also accepted me for summer. And I guess for those who are confused on what's happening, I'm going to be taking classes at PCC, so I'm going to be still I'm going to still be able to do my duties as Chief Justice. I have classes that I need to take here, and might as well take it here because it's way cheaper than UCLA, and I think it's more practical that way. Yeah.
That's excellent. Where do we stand on the students that did not get transfers before? You got yours. I'm really glad to hear it. But, John, what's going on with the others that didn't get their transfers?
Okay. So as far as the students who haven't been able to transfer, unfortunately, the Associated Students has done everything within their power for this upcoming year. At this point, there's nothing further we can do for them this academic year except hopefully address whatever concerns they might have and try to make sure that they are able to transfer as soon as possible in the next year. Unfortunately, this calendar change decision has really impacted us, and we're trying to move forward, of course, and try to make sure that the best possible solution has come to. At this point, it's very difficult because the Associated Students has already stepped out there and made the ultimate diplomatic, I guess, bridge-burning decision to take the vote of no confidence. And at this point, there's really nothing we can do about the calendar change except to make sure we're a part of the conversation for the next time that the calendar change comes up.
And that's what I'm going to want to know more about when we come back. You and I are listening to John Fraser, new president of Associated Students at Pasadena City College, and to Peter Torres, who says he is the father of ASPCC right now. He's actually the Chief Justice, former Vice President for Publicity. We'll be back in just a moment and take a look at what's coming here at PCC and what resources Associated Students have. This is Dot Cannon with Over Coffee on LancerRadio.org.